Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 bowls, and tonight he's going to try and make it 8.
Here comes the bowl down.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Makin8 maniacs. That's right. We are here for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Wednesday afternoon. And you may be asking, well, where is here? And I got to tell you that we are on the road, sitting here in Louisiana, about ready to rock and roll, heading on down to Oklahoma. And, of course, we've been streaming this deal live on Makin8.com there in the live event center, and we're glad to have it. But I got to tell you, been sitting here on the road this morning, got a last-minute request from a good friend of ours there, Mike Anderson at Short Go Radio, for a special guest to jump on board here with us today. So, with that being said, without further ado, we're going to bring in this cowboy. Y'all know him pretty well, and I wish we had time to throw in some of his music so y'all know who I was talking about. But, hey, it's great to have him on board. We're going to bring in here Mr. Shane Proctor himself. Shane, welcome to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. How are you, man?
Oh, just enjoying the day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I understand that, man. Are you in North Carolina yet, or have you made your way out to Seattle?
No, I already made my way out to Seattle. Me and JB had to do some appearances in New York yesterday, and I'm doing all the PR work in Seattle, so I just come on out.
Right on, man. Well, I got to tell you, Shane, first off, man, we had the opportunity to see you there in Tampa. We didn't get a chance to shake hands and meet and talk at all, but we're glad to have you down there. And I know that you and Jesse have really taken a lot out. You know, you guys do a lot for the fans out there. And, man, they are so glad to have you. We've got a lot of fans that are here in our chat room right now, and I'm sure they're going to have some questions for you. But, you know, you guys do such a great job and, you know, being around the rodeo community and really – you know, talking with the fans. So I got to thank you for that. But, man, tell us a little bit about what your experiences are like out here, you know, like this season, what you guys have come across and whatnot.
It's been a great year so far. Obviously, I'm doing a lot of the PBR events and also doing a lot of rodeoing at the same time. And my wife, Jessie, she just got her PRCA permit in the barrel racing, and so she's enjoying doing that for the first time. And so we've been traveling around and hitting a bunch of rodeos, meeting a lot of people, seeing everybody and just enjoying it and traveling along with each other to some of the barrel racings and rodeos. And it's just been a great year. Luckily, I've had a lot of success and enjoying every minute of it.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, Jessie does come out to a lot of the events with you. Is that correct? Does she try to make it out to a lot of these?
Probably 70% of them.
But, you know, That's the good thing about the PRCA is the fact that if both of you guys are entered up, you guys, that's something that you guys can share and do together as a family, right?
Yeah, rodeo is definitely a family sport. I mean, even JB comes to some of the rodeos. It's just one of them deals where, you know, we support each other, and it's a blessing when you can go with each other.
Absolutely. And are you still leading the standings there in the PRCA?
Yeah, I actually picked up a couple more dollars on them. I got about a $20,000 lead on them now. So, but it's just hard hitting all the PBRs and rodeos. I got to be real selective with where I hit. So,
Sure, sure. Yeah, that certainly takes a lot of strategy, you know, and you got to really sit down. Does Jesse help you out with a lot of that? Does she help you with your planning and trying to organize everything?
She actually does all her own planning for her own rodeos. I go and look at I go and cross off every event I can in her first, and then I got to look at the PBRs first because that's where my main priority is, and then from there I just go and look for rodeos that I can hit during the week, and then when we go on break here in about a month, I'll be able to hit quite a few rodeos, and so
sure.
That'll be really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got to ask you, man, and this was something that I did actually get to talk to you about, but the fans out here are really asking, tell us about your website that you guys have started to build and what you guys are looking to do with it.
Right now I got my website, shaneproctorpbr.com. It's just a website to really inform my fans where, you know, where I'm going to be, what I'm going to do. It follows all my Twitters, mine and Jesse's Facebooks. My aunt runs my Facebook fan site, and so she keeps everything up to date. She really is really prominent on where I'm going to be, what I'm going to do. If fans have any pictures, they post up there. That all goes over to my website, and so it's definitely just the information on to all my fans of where I'm going to be and what I'm doing and how everything's going. And then we're also getting our 2AM Leather website put up, that's in the works right now, and that's just going to be everything that we make with leather.
Oh, good deal. Excellent, man. Well, I know we'll look forward to that, and as well as the fans, you know, they'll all be tuned in. And, well, shoot, we'll make sure that when we get a few minutes here, we'll get your website linked up there on making8.com, if you don't mind. We'd love to have it there and wait for the fans to get over there, too, at a click of a button, you know, make it happen pretty quick.
Definitely, yeah. It's got everything from my photo shoot with ESPN Bodies magazines to my New York Times, the TV shows we've been on in New York here lately, and so it's got a lot that we've been accomplishing for the rodeo community. I think any publicity is good publicity for the rodeo.
Yeah, you bet it is, you know, and, you know, it's so important, you know, because over the years we've kind of seen rodeos sort of go away, and it seems like it's that time of year where we need to really start bringing it back. And
Rodeo is a lot of tradition. And, I mean, it's a lot of tradition. My father rodeoed and my mother rodeoed. And that's a lot of what rodeo is just keeping traditions alive and enjoying it and enjoying being with animals and each other.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of being with each other, that was something that you and Jesse, I really took a liking to when you guys were down in Tampa. Now, you guys had an opportunity to help out a young aspiring bull rider, a guy that wants to really make it up there in the big times, and you'll know who I'm talking about, Junior Jones, originally from North Carolina and actually lives in Florida now. You guys seem to do that at a lot of different places. Is that something that is really, you know, on your and Jesse's plans to really do and help out these young bull riders that are trying to make it in the big times?
One thing that really stood out with that rider is he just had a really good heart. He contacted us on Facebook, and he just had a nice soul. And so that we just wanted to do something special for him and help him out. And what it started off was his shafts had got ripped, and he had asked if I'd repair them, and I did. And he's just a neat kid. We got talking to him, just a really neat kid to talk to, and we wish him the best of luck and try to help him out if we can, and he's just been a good friend and just a good kid to be around, and we do appreciate being around good people. That's one thing that you can never get enough of is somebody who's really polite and who's respectful, and that's the one thing that really stood out about him, and so he's just been a good friend, and you always help your friends out.
Yeah. That's right. Absolutely, man. And, you know, it really is. It's a cool thing to sit back and watch, you know. You know, guys like yourself are in that opportunity. And you guys have so much focus when you guys get to these, you know, Built for Tough series, and you've got to be out and you've got to sign autographs. But it's not just an obligation for you guys. You guys really appreciate the fans coming out and supporting you guys. And you know, that's something that you don't see in other sporting events. And that's what, you know, that's what the rodeo and the bull riding tradition is all about. We just love it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's, without the fans, we wouldn't have a sport. And, I mean, we'd still be riding bulls and rodeoing throughout the United States, but without the fans, you know, there definitely wouldn't be a following or a sport. And we just like going out and meeting different people and talking to different people and learning their story. That's one thing I'm really big into is just finding out people's story. And, you know, I think it's pretty neat to just listen, especially old
timers. That's right.
I love listening to old timers talk.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you there. Well, tell us a little bit about what your plans are for the break. You know, I know you said you guys were going to try to hit a lot of PRCA events. Are you going to plan on hitting a lot of Touring Pro events as well?
Pretty much when we hit the break, I'll mainly stick to rodeos. I've got the PBR finals already made, and so I'm going to just go and mainly get to go to as many rodeos as I can. If there's a Touring Pro event right at where I'm going to hit a rodeo, I'll go to that. But mainly at this break, I'm just going to concentrate on rodeos. Last year was the first time I really got to do that. I had a lot of luck there in New York and made quite a bit of money, enough to where I knew I'd qualify for the PBR finals. And so last year it started off, and I enjoyed rodeoing it. It's a different atmosphere. I enjoy watching calf rope and bareback riding, saddle bronc riding. I like the atmosphere. It's just relaxing to me. And I think that's what I'll be doing most of the summer. I know there have been talks of some guys going to Brazil and Australia, but I think I'm just going to stay right here in the United States and just keep going on the trail.
Good deal. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to look forward to that, and I know a lot of our fans out here actually have plans to go hit a lot of these PRCA events, so hopefully they'll be able to run into you out there. And I'm sure you and Jesse will be able to post up on your Facebook and on your Twitter where you're going to be headed out to, right?
Yep. Most of the time I usually post it up on my Twitter, usually as I'm driving down the road. So that's where I'm going to be.
Excellent. Well, do us a favor now. Obviously, just before this break here that we had this week off with the last Cowboy Standing, tell us a little bit about what you felt, you know, how you felt that event went and what you really thought of that.
I thought Last Cowboy Standing was a real historical marker for the PBR. It was the first time it was pay-per-view, which was a unique deal offering, but I just thought the format of the bull riding was the best. I hope they have two or three more of them each year. I think that's the way Dallas should be. I think that's the way bull riding should be. You should have to stay on to make it to the next round, especially if you're going for that much money. The main thing about Last Cowboy Standing was whoever won it was going to be whoever was just the hottest that day. Luke Snyder did a great job. I really respected his performance for that day. He stayed on three pretty ranked bulls. And, I mean, the fans loved it. It was a packed house. I don't think you could have had really any more drama come down to the last rider getting on the last bull. And I think that's what makes a good sporting event.
You bet. Well, I'll tell you what, it was exciting as a spectator to sit back and watch, you know, and I know myself, I was sitting there on the edge of my seat, couldn't wait to see what was going to happen. And, of course, you know, Sean Willingham made it really dramatic there coming down there in that last round. And, you know, I really thought that him and Luke were going to have to carry on into another round. But sure enough, you know, it was Luke Snyder's day, and you know, we're really proud to see him step out the way he did, you know. And you see, you tend to see a lot of that when these bigger events happen like that. You tend to see the veterans, guys like yourself. And, you know, I know you had a rough weekend there, but, shoot, you know, I mean, it's just like you said, it's every Cowboy's day, you know. I mean, it depends on what kind of day they have.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, no, it was a great event. It was good. Sean rode really well also. He just happened to come, you know, reach down and grab his tail. It was just kind of a mental error. And Luke capitalized on it by covering his bull. He did what he had to do, and that's what bull riding's all about. And it's just getting the job done and you know, taking care of business, keeping it simple.
Most definitely. Now, have you by any chance seen the draw yet for Seattle?
I haven't. Oh, shoot, it really doesn't matter. I'm going to go get on him. It's just another bull anyway. So
right.
That's one thing Douglas Duncan really he came to the house and got on practice bulls with us last year, and that's one thing that really stood out in my mind was he said, it's just another bull. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're going to get on. You're going to get on him anyway.
That's it. Yeah, you're right about that, and that's good. Do you think that the last cowboy standing sort of kind of may have reminded a lot of you cowboys out there what bull riding really is, and that's staying on for that 8 seconds and just riding that bull jump for jump?
See, I mean, that's what bull riding is just staying on and riding jump for jump. See, I hated the Dallas format. It's a good format. It's a good place to do it at, but I just don't agree with that format. I think that you should have to stay on to move to the next round.
Right.
My hopes is that they move the last cowboy standing to Dallas. I think that'd be a great event.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you. Well, listen, Shane, I don't want to hold you up, man. I know you got to get back down there to it. And, you know, you and JB are kind of the new celebrities. We've seen you a lot out here recently, and we're certainly glad for you, man. I hope you guys had a great Easter, you and Jesse and the family. And I want to wish you the best of luck up there in Seattle this weekend. We'll definitely be tuning in.
Oh, we appreciate it.
You bet, Shane. You bet. One more thing before you go. Now, I know that when you were in Tampa, I had an opportunity to run into you down there. I was telling you, a lot of our fans have really grown to love the ShaneProctor.com, ShaneProctorPBR.com.
Yeah.
But the biggest reason why was the photo that you have posted out there.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this photo, man. Were you actually naked in the arena with this bull?
Yeah, it was a photo shoot for ESPN bodies issue. The main thing, but the goal for the issue was it wanted to showcase the different body types of different athletes. They had sumo wrestlers in there. They had Vanessa Williams. They had Carl Edwards from NASCAR. They had a lot of really big name people. It was actually the fifth highest selling ESPN magazine of all time. And the main showcase was cool that they were actually taking bull ride as a sport, you know, taking it seriously. And that's one thing that bull riders had lacked. When the PBR come up and asked me if I'd be willing to do it, I said, heck yeah. I mean, anything for the sport. I mean, they said, well, you might have to be naked. I said, well, you know, it's not the first time I've ever been naked, so. I mean, I came in the world that way, so I figured I could do it again. But, it was a funny photo shoot because the bull that we had is one of our bucking bulls. That's the bull I took a picture with. And we really didn't know what was going to happen because I put grain on the ground. And I was petting him and just... For about 15 minutes, we were doing pretty good. Then he got ran out of grain, and he decided that was enough of enough. And it's funny if you check the videos out of it, because about halfway through, the photographer says, well, can you get any closer? I said, and I stopped and looked at him. I said, you get closer. I really didn't know what was going to happen. And then he ended up chasing me up the fence and into the other bullpen. So
wow.
I just dropped hat and ran, and that's where they ended up starting to take the photo. So,
man,
it's a funny story. It's something I will tell my grandkids. So,
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, you know, and I'm going to just hold you up one more second, man. We're on the road right now. We're heading to Oklahoma. We're actually based out of Florida, and we've got some rodeos, things like that we're going to be doing out here in Oklahoma. But since we're on the road, there's one thing that, you know, as a rodeo cowboy, been kind of sharing some stories with what life is like on the road. Do you have a particular funny story of being out there traveling from a rodeo or a bull ride that you want to share with us?
Oh, man, I got lots of funny stories. I think one of my funniest ones when I was just 18 years old, and I just got going to PBRs, and I went to an event up in Canada, and my dad, he took me up there, another cowboy named Trey Trawick, and brought us back into the States to fly down. I was in Tampa Bay, Florida the next day. Well, it was the first time, or Daytona Beach, Florida, and it was the first time I'd ever really gone to Florida. And I wasn't even old enough to rent a car, and I was real short on money, and I got out off of the airport, and I told the taxi cab driver to take me to a hotel that was close to the bull riding and cheap. Well, he took me to a hotel that was pretty shady. It was a $25 a night hotel, and I mean, sharing the lobby of the hotel with a gentleman's club, and me being 18 years old, I was scared. I went up to my room and I could see where all the locks had been busted off, and there was no hot water. And I was just trying to get to the bull run. And so I walked to the bull run, which happened to be about four blocks away, and come back. And, I mean, it was a scary, it looked like a scary movie. It's one of those where the top roof is all watered down, and, I mean, carpet's been torn up. And that was very impressionable for an 18-year-old kid who's just trying to figure it out. Ended up being, I got out. I left as soon as I woke up in the morning and could get to the airport.
I hear you. Now, you said that was Daytona Beach?
Yeah, that was Daytona Beach, Florida. It was a week before the Daytona 500 and 2 weeks after the spring break.
Yep. I know exactly when it was there, partner. As a matter of fact, I was there. I grew up in Daytona, and so I know exactly what hotel you're talking about.
It's a little scary.
I think that it's no longer there, so if that eases your mind about going back to Daytona.
That's good.
Yeah,
I don't see anybody staying there.
Yeah, I hear you, partner. Well, listen, Shane, thanks for jumping on board here with us today, man. And like I said, good luck in Seattle. Look forward to seeing you up here, man. And we'll get your links posted up there on MakingEight.com, partner.
Sounds good. Y'all take care.
All right, buddy. You too.
Bye.
See ya. All right, guys. Shane Proctor right there. Wow. What a surprise it was for the day. Man, I'm excited. Great guy to talk with, man. You know, that's really entertaining. And hopefully, I don't know, are you guys still there with us? I mean, I haven't seen much from you a whole lot, but a few little comments coming in there. Thank you, Ms. Barb, for posting out Shane's links out there for his website. And you guys make sure to get over there and go check him out. You know, he's got a lot of PBR coming up here this next month, but after that he's going to be hitting a lot of PRCA shows and may give you guys an opportunity to really get out there and see some of these rodeos. Go out and meet Shane and Jesse. Support them as they get out there and spend that time on that rodeo road, you know. It's what it's all about right there, and we're just so, so pleased. And we got to thank Mike Anderson with Short Go Radio for making that deal happen. Man, that says a lot. You know, he's willing to share that with us and you know, help get him over there to us. Wow, just really impressive. What a day. It's a good day for rodeos right here as we're heading on down the road. And, man, like I said, I look forward to following up with Shane and meeting up with him a little bit more out there. Really a great deal. Denise is saying her niece has a crush on Shane anyways, but wow. Man, great time. Great time as we're sitting down here. We're about 90 miles away from I-20, heading north on 49. So, I don't know. It says we're going to be there between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. We should be pulling in up there in Oklahoma. So, really looking forward to it. But we're going to take a short break here, fans. We come back, we're going to talk more bull riding, more rodeo with you, the Making Eight Maniacs. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Wednesday afternoon. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hand up in that rope. 99 and a better 92. And them fans are standing up on their feet. They're gonna make a hero out of me. Cause you know you wanna win the round. But when that Brenda comes around, you better got your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain. Yeah. You're standing along the road, fighting your head because you're going broke. With your head held way down low, hit up your buddy at the rodeo. Now you pick your chin up off the ground. Said, boy, you better listen to me now. You know you wanna win the round, but when that Brando comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain, yeah. Lights in Las Vegas night. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. Just a friendly talk, father and son. Said, son, I know that you're number one, but you know it's like I always said. Just right before you nod your head, you know you wanna win the round. So when that Brando comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain. Yeah.
Looks like we got things back online here. Sorry about the delay there, guys. I know that, we did lose it. We're back here on Blog Talk. If it happens again, we'll be back on our video stream for as long as we can, but we're kind of in a rough part of the neck of the woods here where our reception is just not cooperating with us. We're not getting very good signal out this way. But we are here. I got to apologize to Mike Anderson. Mike was wanting to actually jump in there with Shane. And buddy, I did not get your text until afterwards on the break. That was when I checked the text messages there on my phone. So I do apologize for that, partner. And if you want to jump on, you're more than welcome to call in now. I'd love to have you on board here with us. And thank you for bringing on Shane and having the opportunity to talk with him. And shoot, we can sit back and talk a little bit more rodeo. We still got about 30 minutes left in our show. So love to have you here with us. like I said, we are here, kind of. I know my signal is dropping tremendously on both sides of things right now, so we're definitely hitting some bad areas. You guys just make sure to stay tuned. If we lose you, I apologize. We'll work on getting it back, but we are on the road right now, Louisiana to Oklahoma, the second half of our trip. We're making some good headway, and we had a great show here with Shane Proctor. So you guys make sure to continue staying tuned, and we'll continue to keep trying to bring it to you as long as we can. It is unfortunate that, you know, it's kind of where we go here. Not quite sure. I'm not seeing a whole lot of comments there in the chat room. And, well, shoot, now my blog talk's kind of going haywire on us, as our signal is really dropping off. So we're going to continue to keep trying to bring it to you. But, wow, what an opportunity it was to have Shane here sit down with us, talk about the PBR and PRCA, and, shoot, tell us some stories of life on the road, you know, and been out there traveling. And, you know, him and Jesse been able to hit the road a lot, being that Jesse's competing in a lot of these PRCA events. Really makes it exciting for the two of them to be able to travel. And even JB, you know, rodeo's a family, you know, and that's just what we do, you know, get out there and we hit the road and we meet up with our friends who are like our brothers, you know, and spend some time with them. That's what Making Eight's all about right now. We're heading that way, and, you know, we're going to have the opportunity to do that and share with some of you Making Eight Maniacs. You guys are going to get that experience. We just stopped off and, you know, in Satsuma, Louisiana, and saw some of our Making Eight fans there and our friends. You know, and they really are like family to us anymore. You know, be able to sit back and enjoy the company just like family is. And, yeah, we certainly do appreciate it. And we're going to continue to keep doing it. That's what life on the road is all about. And Making Eight's bringing it to you. We're pretty proud to have the opportunity to have such good friends like yourselves. And so many others. Wow, man, this thing is just, woo, yeah. Well, I mean, it's still showing us connected, but barely. So I don't know if our chat room is still opened up or just what the deal is. Our blog talk page is really, well, there we go. It looks like we got a comment, Ms. Blog posting in there. And, you know, that's a great comment, but Barb, really, it's a toss-up. There's so many bull riders out there that really are so approachable and so friendly. But he is definitely one of the most interesting, I will tell you that. Obviously, if you've seen Shane Proctor, PBR.com, you know that he is really just 100% all about being out there and having a good time. And that's so important. I'm not sure if Frank is actually going to be there at the 89er Day rodeo there in Guthrie, but I do know that he is bringing, or he's having some of his bulls brought down there. So, I'm not quite sure if Frank is going to be there. He might not be. We'll have to stay tuned and find out. Watch Sandy. So, anyways. Yeah, that's, like I said, I apologize to some of you guys that are having issues with it. But we'll get it back on track here. Like I said, once we get out there and we can get some good signal, but shoot, you know, for the time being, we're traveling down these country roads, you know, down here in the back part of Louisiana. Absolutely loving it, man. With the exception of not being able to see my switchboard too well, this thing keeps reloading on me, and I don't get it for a while. So if you're trying to call, I do apologize for that as well. But glad that you guys are taking the opportunity. I see that Miss Kat Johnson has joined us, and we are glad to have you on board too. I think that's really cool. You're taking the time out and jump on Ustream, watch the live video cast. And I know you were making comments there during the break about me taking my smoke breaks during the music, and it really is for your listening enjoyment. But I will tell you that, hey, I gotta kind of regather my thoughts, you know. I mean, after all, we just had Shane Proctor on board with us. That was huge, you know. Definitely the highlight of our day, And just like I said, you never know who's going to call in here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, and that's why it's so important to tune in every day. But, yeah, we're having a great time here cruising on down the road, having you all as my traveling partners, being able to sit back, talk some rodeo, talk some bull riding with you. And, well, shoot, we just can't wait. You know, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of this, and so hopefully you guys will be able to stay tuned. And I just hope I've got internet or my cell phone service so I can find out what's going on with the tweets later when Brendan gets out and posts the tweets, you know. That's going to be huge, and I certainly want to put my name in the hat for that prize. Would be great to get some of those. Like I said, if we can't get it, I hope the Making Eight Maniacs will. So, wow. Just no luck with my switchboard. But glad that you're back here chatting. That, like I said, I do apologize. It wasn't on your end. It was on my end. We had to bounce back and forth there a little bit. Like I said, took the audio off of when we lost the call there on Blog Talk. We took it off and went to the audio there on our video stream there on Ustream. But hopefully you guys have had a lot of fun with us, and I know that we have really enjoyed having you guys part of our road trip. You guys are the reason why we're heading out here, and we wanted to share that experience with you, you know, and hopefully we won't run into any issues like we did, or like Shane did, like he was just telling us about heading down to Daytona Beach. And, man, that's a small world, you know, because it figures his story would be about my hometown, you know, and I actually know the hotel that he's talking about. There's a few of them out there, but there's only one in particular that actually had the Gentleman's Club there built right onto the hotel. So as soon as he mentioned that, I knew exactly what he was talking about. And it is no longer there. They ended up tearing it down so they could put up something new out there. But, yeah, buddy, that's what it's all about right here. Sounds like we do have some of our maniacs, Miss Paige and Shannon, also waving to the fans. And thank you for posting that out there, Barb. You know what? I will certainly work on it. If our internet is working, I will do it. I will certainly close it out with a little bit of Luke Kaufman. As for some of you fans that may not know, today is Luke Kaufman's birthday. So if you guys get a chance, get over to his Facebook or his MySpace, drop him a line and wish him a happy birthday. He's also on Twitter, so you can follow him there. Get over there and wish him a happy birthday. I know he'd be happy to hear from you. I know I appreciated it, hearing it from the fans, you know. Wow, sounds like Jeb is listening in Australia. Excellent. Man, what a great show. You know, that's what it's all about right here, is getting you making eight maniacs. And, Jeb, I want to say I appreciate you tuning in there from Australia, buddy. Glad that you're here jumping on board with us. And look forward, you know, tell the other Australians out there, we want to get them on board with this deal. I know that, you know, Brendan is the highlight out there, and look forward to seeing him out there in Australia. You guys are going to have to keep us updated on how those bull rides and how those rodeos go out that way. We certainly want to hear about them. So thank you guys all for tuning in. And if you guys are listening in on the radio show but not watching on the Ustream broadcast, we are broadcasting our road trip live. You guys can come over to Ustream. We'd love to have you jump on board with us. And come on down, chat. Let us know what you think about our road trip. We'll sit back, talk some rodeo, talk some bull riding stories, and shoot, we'll play a little bit of country music for you, or not so country music for you, but whatever it takes to get on down that rodeo road, you know, we'll have some fun, and that's what it's all about. Got to get over here and rescan. Man, this thing is just all kinds of haywire here as we're heading. I should have just pulled the daggone car or truck over and while I was doing this show, but you know, we're trying to beat heat and make good headway heading out there. I don't want to hold up another hour. It's already going to be between 8:30 and 9 o'clock before we get out there to Oklahoma. We're going to settle down just outside of Miami. So, see if we can't get some good tunes here. Got about 20 minutes left in our show. Like I said, we're always looking to take your calls, your comments, and always your cowboy logic. Y'all have a good rodeo story y'all want to share with us, feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. Be happy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, et cetera, et cetera. Just trying to scope things out, see who's jumping on board here with us. Like I said, we do have some of the locals calling in, some of our regular Making Eight Maniacs, and we're glad to have you on board on today's show. Got about 18 minutes left. Then we'll be switching back over to our live video stream. We'll have the audio kicked up there so y'all can hear us and talk with us as we cruise on over to Oklahoma. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the word of advice there about driving carefully with my multitasking skills and all. But that's why we're taking these country back roads. So, I see that Miss Donna is also tuned in and listening, and I'm glad to have you a part of it. And thanks for tuning in there, Miss Donna. Glad that you're taking a part, and hopefully you have a great day at work. And we're only a couple days from bull riding and rodeo time right here. With MakingEight.com, the PBR will be at it. But you know what? We talked about this guy, the guy that made it possible to bring on Shane Proctor, Mr. Mike Anderson. We're going to bring him on the line right now. Mike, hold on. See if this thing will actually reconnect and open up the switchboard here with us.
Scott?
Yeah. Hey, buddy, what do you say?
I'm all right. How are you doing, man?
Oh, man, we're doing fantastic now. I'll tell you what, that sure did a lot of spark under me, man. That was a great day. Great way to have our lunch hour rodeo show. You know, I've been struggling here and got up this morning. We've been talking, you know, been on the road for 10 hours yesterday from Florida to Louisiana, and I've been talking almost the entire time. And, of course, I've been talking bull riding, talking rodeo. And we did our lunch hour show, but I really didn't have no material. So when I got your text this morning as we were cruising on down the road, you said, hey, what do you got up for the show? And I said, man, I need help. You come through, man, in a big way. That was great, and we do appreciate it.
That's no problem, Scott. I've been communicating with Shane and JB quite a bit in the last 3 or 4 months, and those two guys are great guys, and they'll do anything for the fans. And I knew that once I listened to the show yesterday, and I said, well, I'm gonna be off today. I said I'm gonna try to help them out. And I tried to make it work earlier this morning, but I couldn't get in touch with anybody, and because he was out on the West Coast, so it was early. For
right.
Him, so he
right,
was like,
right.
Well, I asked him. I said, "What you got planned today?" He said, "I don't have anything planned. I got a couple of interviews this afternoon." I said, "Well, I've got a guy that would like to have you on a show," and he was all for it, man. I was excited
hey.
To bring it to you. But what do you think about? The last, I haven't got to talk to you about the last Cowboy Standing, man. What did you think about the event?
Well, I don't think that Shane could have put it any better. I think that this was, certainly what bull riders are looking for. I think that that's what the true sport is all about making 8 seconds, making your ride to be able to move on. I don't mind that it was a pay-per-view event. We got to see the entire deal, commercial-free, in its entirety. The daggone show went 3.5 hours, and that's 3.5 hours of bull riding that you wouldn't normally get to see. I was excited for it, man. And just like Shane said, you know, I hope that they host more events like this. I would be okay if they got rid of the Iron Cowboy. But just like you said, you know, to have the last Cowboy Standing held there in Dallas would be fantastic. And I think it would certainly bring in a bigger crowd. I look forward to it, man. I hope that they continue this deal. I'm sure they will because of the amount of success they had with this year.
Scott, I'm a bull riding fan, rodeo fan in general, altogether. But
sure.
If you look at the last Cowboy Standing and you look at the Killer Bees, every time that the Brazilians go to an event that the draft comes into play, they're always at the top of the standings. And
sure.
I really like the last Cowboy Standing because you took the draft out of place. You took them back
yep.
to a draw, and you took them to making them ride whatever bull that they were drawed. And
That's
you
it.
Seen that some of them were successful, and some of them was not successful. I think that the PBR needs to take a long, hard look at the draft and take a fan poll, a contestant poll. I really like the draw a lot better than I like the draft.
You bet. And, you know, I think that they should take those short-round bulls and bring those guys up on stage just like they did there at the last Cowboy Standing. And, you know, the ones that make it back to the short round, that's exactly what you do. You sit there and you dig your hand in that trophy. You get a taste of what it's like to be around that trophy. And, you know, you pull your name, you pull your number out of the hat, out of that bucket, you know, out of that trophy. And that's what bull you get for the short round. I like it. I really do. I got to agree with you on that. I do think that the draft is something that I think it's just not it's not it doesn't show what really riding your bulls is all about. You know, bull riding has always been that way. You get what you get, and you make every bit of it count, you know.
Something that I wanted to throw to Shane, but I'm going to throw this to you. You look at Shane's year through the PRCA this year. I check the standings and the results every week, and he's been to a lot of rodeos that he's done really good at. Then he's went to rodeos where he's won fourth or fifth place because the bull that he was getting on wasn't as rank as some of the other bulls. You know, it's just the draw. And I really like that. And just to talk about the last Cowboy Standing, man, that was an awesome event. We had an event party here in Memphis, and we had about 40 people turn out for the event party. And we really had an awesome time. Got to see a lot of the things that we don't normally see, and a lot of great interviews. I really like seeing Justin McKee back on the broadcast because, man, I love Justin McKee. And,
yeah, it was,
you know,
good to see him.
And this was what bull riding really is all about, you know. And the format was awesome. There was, you know, I'd like to see two or three events like this a year, but then you still gotta have your regular bull rides like we've always had in the traditional.
Yep.
But I could tell you, man, this was 100 times better than the deal in Dallas, and I can't agree with you guys no more. This event needs to be in Dallas, and I think Jerry Jones would love to have this event in Dallas.
Well, I think after what happened there this weekend, I think we're going to see, 2 weeks ago, I think we're going to see it. I really do. The fans want it. The athletes want it. You know, I'm sure Jerry Jones probably sitting back there going, man, what the heck? They take an event like that and bring it to, you know, take it to Vegas when, you know, it should be here in Dallas, you know? I really think that we'll see that happen. I think the Cowboys were more apt to look at this, and I think we'll eventually see the Iron Cowboy go away. I think that the last Cowboy Standing will certainly take its place, and I look forward to seeing more of these events. Cannot wait for them, man. And like I said, I don't know, man. I'm excited because it puts bull riding right where it should be, and that's, you know, that's about making 8 seconds on your bull.
Exactly. And one other thing I want to bring to your attention is after the first round, there were 16 bull riders covered. And during the second round, man, I was really worried that we were not going to be able to go three rounds. But, you know, we had some guys really step up. And look at Luke Snyder. Gets knocked out in the second round. And then comes back in the third round, dazed and confused. But that is the sport. That is the original sport of bull riding. He come back and he got on his third bull and made a tremendous bull ride to win the event. And that's just a way to cap that event off. And it was, you didn't walk away from this event like you did the Iron Cowboy the first year, where you said, well, you know, they didn't ride, but they won. You know, you walked away from this event saying, man, this was exciting. What a way to end an event. So it was really exciting event. I'm really looking forward to Seattle. You know, Renato decided not to take his, not to go to surgery, and he is going to be at the event this weekend.
I know, yeah, we caught that yesterday, man. That's some big breaking news right there, and I don't know if that's the best decision for him, but only time's going to tell. You know, I saw him down in Tampa after he actually separated his shoulder there, and, you know, he said he was going to sit out the week because he wanted to be at the last Cowboy Standing, that he felt good. You know, he just wanted to give it that week off, and, you know, they said that he needed the surgery. I think that sitting off 2 weeks and Renato's arm feeling like it, you know, obviously starting to feel better because he's not extending it, he's not getting out there on those bulls, probably made him decide that he's going to try to ride. And we'll see after Seattle what he decides to do, you know. But it's going to be interesting, you know. I know there's a lot of Renato fans out there that, you know, some of them do agree they love to have him back, but other ones feel like this may be a mistake on his part, you know. And I guess only time will tell. We'll find out this weekend.
We'll definitely find out this weekend, and I'm a big Renato fan. I think he is one of the best bull riders out there going today. But I really think he's coming back too early, and a shoulder injury is kind of like a groin injury. It lingers for a long time and has a long effect on you. And I think Austin did a great thing by setting out the last couple of standing. I think that, you know, if his shoulder injury can heal up. And what a race we're going to have for a world champion with Valderon and everything. I know time is running short on you, Scott, so I'm going to let you go, man. I really appreciate all you do for the sport, man. You do a lot for the sport, and all the Making Eight Maniacs, we all appreciate that, man.
Well, we do appreciate it, Mike, and, you know, it takes guys like yourself who believe in us and really want to support us to make those things happen, so... Thanks again, and we look forward to catching up with you, man. You got a short day radio set up here anytime soon?
We're not going to have a show this Sunday, but we start again on next Sunday. And
okay.
We've got a – keep following me on Twitter and follow me on my Facebook. We have some things in the works that's going to be big for the next show, which will be – the May the 8th will be our next show, and then from now on out will be every Sunday, every week for the long haul, man.
You bet, buddy. Well, we look forward to it, Mike. And, man, keep in touch. Let me know how things are going out there on the road, buddy.
Take care, Scott.
All right, Mike. We'll see you. All right, guys. We got about 5 minutes left in our show here, and, of course, we got to have some cowboy logic for the day. So, with that being said, we're going to bring our cow. Oh, you know what? I said we were going to bring our Cowboy Logic man, and he disconnected from us. Actually, he didn't disconnect. I hit the wrong one because it moved up. But it's great having Mike Anderson here on board with us, and certainly appreciate what he's done. So let's bring on the PBR Logic man himself, Mr. Cowboy Logic, Cody Burleson. And Cody, you with us?
Yeah, what's going on?
Not much, partner, man. What'd you think about this deal? We've got a great show. We're here on the road, and, well, shoot. Looking for some cowboy logic, man. Tell us what you got.
Alrighty. Never put off until tomorrow what you can avoid altogether.
Isn't that the truth? I hear you, buddy. That's a great cowboy logic for the day, man. Appreciate it. We've actually got Barb in here said that Miss Donna Davis is throwing out some cowboy logic as well. Hers is the judges of who is cowboy should be God and small children.
There you go. That's a good one. Amen.
I like it, too. Yeah, you're right, partner. I like that one myself. But listen, buddy, did you hear the first part of the show?
No, sir. I've only been with you here for about 10 or so minutes.
Yeah, I saw your number pop up, but I'm going to tell you what, you got to go back and listen to the archives, man. We just had Shane Proctor jump on board as he's out in Seattle getting ready for the PBR deal this weekend.
Awesome.
Yes, sir. You bet. It was a great deal, man. It was a great deal. And, well, shoot, man, I always look forward to your cowboy logic for the day. I was getting a little worried. I didn't see your number pop up there right away and was wondering how long it'd be before you got to jump on board. Glad that you have, man. We're on the downhill slide. We're only a few hours away from Oklahoma. Going to be there tonight, man. Looking forward to it.
Nah, there you go, man. Bet down, get you some rest.
Yes, sir, buddy. You bet. Well, it ain't long rested because we're going to be heading out there tomorrow. We got video broadcasts to start setting up for. We're going straight to work, man. You can bet on that.
Oh, heck, man. I'll tell you what, you need to cut loose a little bit. That's part of road life right there. Get a little bit of a break.
I hear you. Hey, we cut loose everywhere we go, man. Even being out at them rodeos, when we work, we still cut loose. That's what rodeoing's all about, man. No doubt.
Well, hey, man, I need to jump off here. I got to shelf down my lunch real quick and get back to work.
All right, partner. Well, have yourself a great day, man. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I'll give her a try.
All right, buddy. See ya.
See you later.
All right, guys. That's going to wrap up our show here for today, man. Got to thank Cody for jumping on board. Got to thank Mike Anderson, Short Go Radio. Thank you, Bart, for posting his link up there on Blog Talk. He'll be coming back May 8th, so you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. And, of course, if you guys missed the first part of the show, get back over, listen to the archives. You're not going to want to miss it. Shane Proctor jumped on board, took the time out to call in from Seattle. And we sure do appreciate it. Great interview with him, and we look forward to having him back on again, checking in with us throughout the year. So I know that we're going to be out there in just a few short minutes there, fans. If you guys want to tune in, check us out on the video stream. We will be there momentarily. We're going to close out the show today with a little bit of Luke Kaufman to get you fired up on a Wednesday. Let's go bull riding. Let's get a grip with Making Eight. We'll see you.
Running up the trail to the challenge shows where the fiends.